Good evening. He is risen. Very good. He is risen indeed. He is risen indeed. Now to a detailed explanation of each of the readings, right? Okay, maybe not. Okay. But kind of the general reality that Jesus Christ died for our sins and he rose from the dead. And it is this night that we celebrate his resurrection. The Old Testament was read in the dark as we imagine the moment of our Lord's being raised from the dead. We turn the lights on and then we proceed into the New Testament, the New Covenant. The church's teaching on atonement is consistent with what Jesus himself taught. The Son of Man has come to give his life as a redemption for many. So that we celebrate that our Lord gave his life. But it's not simply that he gave his life. That's only half the story. The story is he is risen. He is risen indeed. He is risen and we believe. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. All of the Old Testament points to the coming of Christ, and Christ comes and he lays down his life and he takes it up again. I mentioned on Good Friday, and I mentioned again tonight, sin has consequences. We know the consequences of sin. The crucifixion is the consequence of sin. Disease. A nurse once told me disease means dis-ease, not at ease. Disease, divorce, division, deceit, death. But sin and death have been conquered. He is risen, right? You're supposed to say something. He is risen. Risen indeed. This is the most fundamental and basic truth of our faith. He is risen. Christ is alive. Christ is alive. We celebrate the Paschal mystery tonight, that he was incarnate, that he suffered, that he died, that he rose. I wish I could tell you about the joy of being a Christian. I wish I could tell you, but it's just not something that can be told. It has to be something that is believed. It has to be something that is lived. It has to be something that is experienced. That Christ is alive. That sin and death have been defeated. It's not like just listening to a sermon or hearing beautiful music. It's not like poetry or a recital or standing and kneeling in the dark and the light. It's not those things. It is the life of Christ is. I wish I could tell you about it, but it is something that must be lived. Christ won today. The celebration of victory is ours. But please don't be confused by the idea of cheap grace. Jesus won, but we mustn't succumb to the idea of cheap grace. The interpretation of Christianity where Christ is risen and that's it. I can coast under the weight of my fallen nature. There's nothing more to be done. I can sin. I can even sin boldly. That is a lie from the pit of hell. We are called to live a new life in Christ. To live in grace. To live in the Spirit. St. Paul contrasts a life in grace with a life in the flesh. He contrasts a life in the Spirit with a life in the world. We must live our Christianity. Christianity is not an idea. It's not a set of ethical norms. Christianity is an encounter with a person who is alive. Christ is alive. We have our trials, we have our tribulations, but we are joyful in the resurrection of Christ. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Horatio Spafford wrote and sung a beautiful song that goes along those lines. It is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet and trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate. He has shed his own blood for my soul, and all is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. But we know the battle rages. We know the cheap grace was not cheap. Julian of Norwich, Saint Julian said, all shall be well. All shall be well with my soul. Notice the future tense and the present tense. We know that it is well, and we know that it will be well. St. Paul knew well that the war was won, but the battle rages. The war was won, but the battle rages. When St. Paul was proclaiming the gospel to those so many, some accepted and some rejected. Yes, we know that Christ rose from the dead, that sin has been defeated. But we see too well disease and hunger and thirst and bankruptcy and addiction and abortion and worry and disease and mental disease and spiritual disease and heart disease and sin and sickness and regret and abandonment and denial and spitting and slapping and crowning with thorns and the carrying of the cross. And we know that grace is not cheap. We know it was purchased for a price, and God is calling us into this new life, and we can say, all is well with my soul, and then we can say, all will be well. All will be well. Why do some respond to God's grace and some do not? Why do some respond to God's grace and some do not? Why do some pretend to respond to grace? I don't know. We'll have to ask God that question. But the grace has come, and this is the verdict, that our Lord Jesus died for our sins and rose from the dead. My brothers and sisters, it is the day for us to be honest with ourselves. It is a day for us to look inside. Is a day for us to understand what St. Paul said to us, and I quote, I'm reminding you, brothers, of the gospel that I preached to you. And I'm looking at my RCIA people here now, okay? I'm reminding you, my brothers and sisters, of the gospel that I have preached to you, in which you have received, in which you now stand. Through it you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word that has been preached to you, unless you believed in vain. I'm quoting the Bible. I handed on to you as first importance what I have received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scripture, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scripture. And we celebrate that resurrection. We celebrate that victory today. The Christian life is not a spectator sport. It's not something to be watched. It's not something to be seen. It must be lived. It must be lived. It must be lived. These flowers, this beauty, the beautiful music, the sights and the smells and the sounds, it's not a spectator sport. It's a life. It's not a set of rules. It's a relationship. It's not about a person who is dead. It is about one who is alive. Jesus Christ is alive. He's risen from the dead. The light has come into the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. All is well. Yes, I know. I know about sin. I know about disease. I know about death. I know about hurt
I know about tragedy, and still I can say, all will be well. All will be well. All will be well. Jesus,